This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Michael, it's over. The Dirty 30 is done. We move on with our lives, and the Rockies are probably just going to go back to being kind of a bad baseball team, but I'll still be interested. We'll have Mark Johnson join us a little bit later on. The state of college athletics as we know it. Thoughts on the World Cup. Marvin Mims. And Coach Mike Sanford, old friend of the show, is going to join us. This gentleman predicted the Dirty 30 would end when it started on June 20th. I think it's safe to say he nailed it. What did he know and when did he know it? We'll talk to him, too. We'll have some fun today. The whole show starts right now. Did get us to 30 wins. I have already shaved the beard. I don't know if I sound any different. And I had my hair cut scheduled for this morning. So I got that knocked out pretty quickly. I was ready, Michael. It was 2-1 Rockies. I had a feeling they were going to lose because I've seen that before. Going up against Skeens. But somehow, some way, the Rockies get it done. And we get this bad boy done before we hit July. And that was important for me because now I go on to my next quest, and that is a hot dog eating contest. And I did not want to have a gross beard going along with a gross competition. So at least I'll be clean shaven by the time we do the hot dog eating contest. Michael, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm all right. I was rooting for you to have that.
I think a lot of people were rooting for it to last longer than it did.
I think it's fun,
you know?
They want you to be miserable. Not that I want you to be miserable. I just think it would be really funny for you to have like a bunch of food in your beard.
Yeah,
and then
no.
See what kind of people are out there. Like, are they nice enough to say, "Hey, dude, you got some food in your beard.
You got some hot dog in your face."
Or are they just gonna stare at it all night?
Yeah. No. I had an event on Friday. It was an awesome event put on by the Autism NoCo Connection. It's called Autism Dad's Night Out. And Coach Ed Lamb was there. It was a great time. And I had to do this with this really gigantic, out-of-control beard. And explaining that to everybody was kind of part of the fun of the night, I suppose. So it's a good conversation starter, I guess I could say.
As someone who has an out-of-control beard all the time, I find that offensive because your beard was not that out of control.
It was out of control. It was shooting off in different areas. I got a cowlick that goes not only in my hair, but on my face, too. So it was curling around one ear, straight down on the left.
No, it wasn't bad. Trust me. My beard gets out of control.
Michael, as much as I love you, and I appreciate that, but my wife said the opposite. And when I tell her that Michael says it looks good, you know, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't work. When I say, hey, there's a lot of dudes that are like, man, that beard is awesome. You look like you're chopping wood, man, hunting in the mountains. That's great for dudes. But
I mean, you were wearing all, like, plaid last week, and you brought in an axe a few times.
Well, I felt like it. You know, last week was like the end of the end for me because I was over it last week, for sure. But it was just cool to get it done, and what a weird way to do it. Bases loaded. Two outs at the in the top of the ninth. Jaden Hill's on the mound. You had Pirates Jake Mangum. He hit a grounder to Rockies third baseman Kyle Karros. So I wasn't paying much attention. I'm just watching Kyle Karros. And he comes up with the ball and doesn't throw it anywhere. So they score. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? And then I hear Spilly on the broadcast say, oh, no, that's got to be interference there. So you had Karros acted confused, but also looking at all the umpires, he was protesting and said that Billy Cook, running from second to third, had interfered with Karros. Karros said that Cook's cleat hit his glove. The umpires huddled. So again, keep in mind, the game is tied at this point. No outs, or two outs, but they didn't get anybody out on that particular moment, so the bases were going to continue to be loaded with one out to go. And I'm thinking, this is going to, you know, Pirates are going to go up probably 4-2 here, Rockies are going to fizzle, and the game's going to be over, and we're going to have another, and they lost yesterday, so we'd be still continuing this week. But instead, the umps get together. Pirates protested for a minute, but then Don Kelly, the manager for the Pirates, was kind of like, all right, we see it. It did hit his glove. It looked like it hit his glove. And that's how we got to 30, because it was an automatic out. So as bizarre as this campaign is that we do, the way to get to 30 was perhaps even more bizarre. And the Rockies get it done. Smitty, your beard was a conversation starter. Now you know how Wyoming cheerleaders feel. This one's for Go Pokes. Okay. That's pretty good. It's pretty good, Mike. But as soon as the Rockies got that win, immediately went in and shaved the face, and then got on my app on my phone and scheduled a haircut for as quickly as I could get it done. And the best I could do was Monday morning. That worked perfect. So now we're back to normal Brady, and the Dirty 30 is done, maybe for a while, because if we have a lockout coming up next year, Mike, then no beard games.
We're going to run out of sports movies.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of sports movies next year.
We might have to
do multiple days in the week.
Might have to do some war movies. I have a few suggestions.
I've never heard you talk about war movies before, so I doubt.
Certainly, you've never heard me talk about Gettysburg.
What's that? You've never mentioned it before. We are doing Invincible this Friday, by the way. Brand new rules that Michael absolutely loves. And we're going to have fun with that. We'll see if Derbs is going to be in on. Derbs has to keep it going. He's the only one of us, even though the intro says Brady and Michael. But Derbs has been the most consistent of the movie reviews. And those are going to need to heat up because the Broncos don't start training camp until the 22nd. And I am 50-50 on whether I actually kind of enjoy the World Cup or not. I watched. Who did I watch? Derbs. Who did I watch? Where's Derbs? Who did I watch Friday night? Who was I watching? And I text Derbs and Tanner Friday night. Just negative Nancy. And I said, dudes, I tried. I tried to watch it. They're falling every 5 seconds. It's worse than NBA because they all lay there for like 30 seconds every time. It looks like they're dead. And then they get up and they're totally fine. And it pissed me off. Then I watched Saturday night. I watched, I think it was Japan and somebody else. I don't know. How am I keeping these straight? I have no idea. That was way different. It was way different. I know. You're looking at me like you want to kill me because I kind of enjoyed a football match. I'll tell you, depending on the team, yeah, Paraguay was playing, and then Turkey, was that what I was watching? Yeah. That was rough. That was a rough one. But the Japan game, the Japan match, as they say, was, you can actually see the strategy if you sit down and watch it and you're not boggled with guys falling all over themselves every 3 seconds. And if that doesn't happen, it's actually kind of fun to watch.
I feel like Japan doesn't do that because they have a certain culture of honor, whereas everybody else around the world's like, I'm just going to fall down
and try
to make the ref.
I don't know that it's everybody else, but there are certain teams that, from what I've seen so far, there are certain teams that do it a little bit more. So I guess kind of like the NBA, you got the Thunder that do it a little bit more. You got certain players that do it a little bit more. Now, I will say, if you're getting like a cleat to the ankle nonstop, eventually that's going to hurt. And it is going to be like really tough for like 20 to 30 seconds. So, I mean, I do get it. I get why it hurts all the time. I don't understand why sometimes they're able to tackle them and knock them on their ass. And the other times they do it and it's a penalty or a yellow card. So there's a few things I certainly don't understand about the game. But I will say Saturday night was the first time that it slowed down for me. And I kind of got some of it.
I think you mentioned Oklahoma City earlier. I think we know who the main soccer fans in the NBA are.
Adam Silver.
And it's got to be Oklahoma City Thunder.
Or Adam Silver, who won't acknowledge flopping. So I tweeted that out on Friday night. I tweeted it out Friday night. I said, I've figured it out. Now, Michael, I made a bad mistake. You know what I called it? I was so irritated and quick to tweet whatever. I called it the Gold Cup instead of the World Cup. And I said the hashtag Gold Cup. So I said Adam Silver must be a hashtag Gold Cup fan because he won't acknowledge flopping and he likes meaningless cups. What I meant to say was World Cup, obviously. So I got called out on that, but whatever.
Yeah, but those people are soccer fans.
I recovered by saying we talk football around here.
We talk real football.
Well, today I guess is different.
You know, there are people who are like, I don't know why the NFL is called football.
Well, learn
your history. The forward pass used to be illegal. They used to kick all the time.
Yeah, it's true. But it is a weird name for it because kicking's our least favorite part of football. It's our least favorite part. We don't want to see a dude punt, and we don't like settling for field goals.
Unless you're like a kicker. That's their favorite part.
And many of those are football players, or have played football, as we call it in the States.
I just call it soccer.
It's football, Michael. Travis, the new guy, I bet you've never been so excited for a Rockies win. Way to get rid of that rough scruff. Yeah, it was time. I was very excited for that one. Eastside Chris, agree, dude down the hall, bring sanity to the movie segments, as well as some other issues on your whole station. What are the other issues? How bad are we? I mean, Derbs is great, but are we that bad where it's like, yeah, Derbs actually saves everything? I mean, you and I were ready to kill each other on Friday, and Derbs was kind of the in-between, but I think we're good now. And we hugged it out. We're good.
You hugged it out. I was like, why are you coming up behind me and hugging me?
You didn't fight, so we kept hugging, and it was fine. But the summer is now, I mean, until July 22nd, Mike, we got a month. So it's World Cup or baseball. And I think I'm going to lean in on the World Cup a little bit. I'm having fun with it. Kind of. Friday, I was not. Friday, I was pissed. And it's almost like I blamed Derbs for it. And he's like, what the hell are you coming at me for, man? And then Saturday, and I talked to Derbs this morning, and I said Saturday was a little different story for me. Because it was exciting. That was exciting. And it was, what, 4-0? Japan won over whoever they played. It was very bad. But I don't understand the rules all the way. I'm starting to get some of the strategy. I think for a long time, I'm just like, they're just kicking it around. They're just kicking that ball around. But they're setting stuff up. And it actually kind of makes sense. It's never going to be a sport that I'm necessarily excited to watch. I won't watch the sport outside of the World Cup, even locally. I just don't think it's my thing. But it's kind of like the Olympics for me, Michael. I'm not going to watch swimming outside of the Olympics. But during the Olympics, I'll get into it, and it's kind of okay. It's kind of fun. Lonster's on the First Advantage hotline to start us off on a Monday. What's happening, Cap'n?
Hey, Brady, how you doing, my man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm clean shaven, back to normal, man. I feel good about that.
You know, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you,
buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, there's so many people to thank. There's not enough time, but you guys are the real heroes, to be honest.
Well, thank you. You know what? I was rooting for you guys. I was rooting you Saturday from the word go on this one.
And they got it over Skeens, too. How about that?
They really did. Yeah. Oh, that was great. You know, I kind of jumped the gun on it a little bit. I thought today you guys were going to be not shaven. For some reason, I kind of went overboard on that one a little bit.
Oh, you thought they'd still be stuck at 29 or 28,
but,
I guess?
No, I did. I forgot how many wins you guys had. I kind of thought you guys, since you lost yesterday, I go, oh, you guys are going to be doing it one more day or something.
No, yeah. It was 30 this year. I think we hit 35 last year because we started later in the season. So we, to be fair, we did 35. But
you know what?
30.
I think 30 was good enough right there for you guys. I really do.
I think so. And you know what? There were plenty of games for the Rockies this year. Yeah, where they lost really by one run or so. So, I mean, we were close to being done with this in early June, but hey, I'll take June 20th, man. I'll take it.
You know what? I'll take it. I'll take a clean shaven over the beard anytime.
Yeah. Lonster, what else is on your mind, man?
You know what? That was it. I just thought I'd give you guys a congratulations on this one. A job well done.
All right, my friend. Appreciate the call.
Hey, have a good day.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So you're not going to, you won't catch yourself watching even a second of the World Cup.
I did see a second of the World Cup, but that's because it was on in the green room and I had a question for you. That's the only soccer I have
just
seen.
Just no interest, zero interest in watching it.
Zero whatsoever. I mean, there are many things. I'd rather get into the fashion industry than watch a soccer game.
You're not in the fashion industry now?
I mean, I'm in the Denver Broncos fashion industry.
Sometimes you got to broaden your horizons, Mike. And I'm a pretty rigid guy, but you're definitely a billion times more rigid than I am.
I will watch Australian rules football.
See, that seems like
rugby.
Not as fun as what I watch with soccer. They're just tackling each other all the time. Like that seems less than what I would be interested in. How about the Olympics? Do you get into any of the Olympics?
I'll watch hockey.
That's what something you watch all the time.
I just
you're not gonna watch
know.
Like skiing or how about the Summer Olympics? You're not gonna watch swimming?
There's nothing interesting about the Summer Olympics.
You got
basketball.
You are so wrong. The Summer Olympics
flag football.
Stop it. Flag football is awful. I have no interest in watching that.
I mean, that's if I'm gonna watch anything. It's the Summer Olympics, and we won't have football at the time, so I'm going to have to turn into Saudi Arabia and the Bishop of North Duke and Stein to play each other in flag football.
Okay. No, there's a you got to open your brain up, Mike. It's not all just Broncos and Avalanche, okay? You got to open your brain up a little bit. And take that from me. I've had to do that, and a lot of times when I do it, it's like, it's kind of fun. It's kind of a good time.
I'm going to continue to be a sports bigot and only like the things that I like and hate the things that I hate.
I don't know why you are who you are, but you are. But, you know, long story short, we got it done. Dirty 30 is over. And I'll admit, like, now that the Rockies aren't going anywhere anytime soon, it does slow down my interest in the Rockies. Did not watch yesterday. Just had really no interest in watching. What do they got, Boston tonight? It'll be on TV. But honestly, there might be a battle between whether I watch World Cup or Rockies. I'm not saying that's the primo selection in my brain. Like, this isn't football or college football or NBA basketball or college basketball. Like those are my favorite sports to watch, and that's obviously what dominates this show is those four. But you know, for what it is, it's better than watching terrible movies that they're coming out with. That's why we're doing with the movie review, we watch old ones that are kind of somewhat tried and true.
I think it's interesting that you're willing to watch soccer over baseball.
Well, because I can watch baseball anytime.
You could also hear it on 1310 KFK and 103.1 FM.
I can watch baseball anytime. That's why when like the Olympics rolls around, basketball, summer basketball, I think that's not my number one option because I watch basketball once the season starts in October between NBA and college in November, I guess. I'm watching basketball every other night, in some cases every night, until March Madness is over, then it's just NBA, but I'm still hanging on pretty strong there. So that's why during the Olympics, I watch that. Eastside Chris, I'm with Michael. When soccer even comes up on sports highlights programs, I use that time to go to the beer fridge. I kind of feel that way, but I mean, seriously, if you sit down and watch it for a little bit, it's okay. I get what you're saying. You always say like really, really negative things and it just It makes me want to go complete opposite of you.
So but that's if why you've been watching soccer.
No, it's something that's on.
I would rather watch the test tones that they had in like the the 50s.
No, you wouldn't.
Where at a certain point, all the TV stations went off the air, and it was just...
That's probably what
I'd
you watch,
watch
anyway.
I'd rather watch that than soccer.
That's probably what you stare and watch anyway, and that might be part of the problem. This is what you sit and watch.
No, I don't do that.
First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We're going to be giving tickets away like crazy to the Greeley Stampede, thanks to our great friends at Interior Sprinkler Systems. We're offloading some tickets here, but you know we haven't even started with our concert tickets yet, so we're going to be giving those away throughout this week. As the Greeley Stampede, Michael, starts this week, we have Rodeo Radio returning to the airwaves thanks to Lemons Heating and Cooling. Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint are going to be bringing you rodeo coverage from the Stampede, as they've done for years now. And I want to get you in the building. I've got a... This is a voucher for two grandstand tickets to see Extreme Bowls on June 24th, a couple days away. That's coming up on Wednesday. Wednesday, officially, the Greeley Stampede starts. This is a voucher good for two grandstand tickets. Get you in the door, get you to the event. You're going to love it. Extreme Bowls, my goodness. This is action-packed. You're going... And so, again, if you're not into the World Cup... If the Rockies getting done with the Dirty 30 has slowed down your interest, this is a nice sidestep for the summer to check out Extreme Bowls at the Greeley Stampede.
I just thought of something. Something that would make me watch soccer.
That's new, but yes, go ahead.
If they had to battle bulls and play soccer at the same time.
All right. Thank you.
That would be pretty awesome.
Okay.
And when they lay on the field, it would be for a reason, because they just got trampled.
I'm going to scratch you on your ankle with one of those cleats, and you tell me how good it feels, and tell me if you want to get up instantly and run back down the field.
Yeah, but so much of it is fake. It's like the WWE.
Sometimes it isn't. I mean, they're going at each other. It's actually a pretty rough sport. They're going at each other pretty hard.
Lots of concussions, too.
A pair of tickets for Extreme Bowls. It's a voucher for two tickets. Let's go caller number 7 right now on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. That's caller number 7. Here's your ticket to dance at the Greeley Stampede and check out some Extreme Bowls. Caller 7, 970-353-1310. When we come back, Marvin Mims. He had a football camp up here in the area over the weekend. Talked about Jalen Waddle. He's due for a contract extension. Should the Broncos give it to him? And just more thoughts on the Denver Broncos as we move through this late June Monday. Keep it here on the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Tickets to the Greeley Stampede right here, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Big City Roadhouse, in honor of the Greeley Stampede, they're gonna hook you up. Free pints are available at the Greeley Stampede. Your first pint will be covered, whether you're fueling up before the rodeo concert or carnival fun or winding down after a day at the Stampede. So here's the deal. If you're going to the Greeley Stampede, swing in before or after your event for a free pint. You just got to show them your ticket from the night. Like if you go in on Wednesday... or Thursday, and you want the free pint, you got to show proof that you're going to whatever that is, concert, rodeo, or something. You got to show proof of it just on your phone or whatever, and they're going to give you a free pint to go along with your purchase.
Is it double the pint if it's a Scotland person?
I don't think so, but you better get in fast because you don't know where the Scotland could be everywhere now. Now that they're running out of beer, they could be all over the country trying to find new beer.
It's weird. There are like videos of people from other countries experiencing America, and I'm like, yeah, that's us. You're experiencing our gas stations now.
What do you mean? Like, that's a good thing, or?
Yeah, it is a good thing. There was like some Australian gal who was she was excited that she didn't have to go in and pay.
They don't have that kind of stuff like throughout the world? Just automatic gas things? They don't have that?
There's like a bunch of things. Like people, there are a lot of misconceptions out there about America, and people are going, oh, wait, this is different from our country.
How much easier we make things?
We do make things pretty convenient.
Darn right we do. 11:50 the time. Let's take a quick break here. We'll wrap up hour number one. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we got top stories of the day. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffaloes. Also, the NBA draft is tomorrow. Will the Nuggets be looking to make some big moves to help the roster, or will they be looking to offload? And in order to do so, might include giving away a draft pick. We'll talk about it. Keep it here on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KFKA shows anytime? Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310KFKA.
Big City Roadhouse, in honor of the Greeley Stampede, they're gonna hook you up. Free pints are available at the Greeley Stampede. Your first pint will be covered. Whether you're fueling up before the rodeo concert or carnival fun or winding down after a day at the Stampede. So here's the deal. If you're going to the Greeley Stampede, swing in before or after your event for a free pint. You just got to show them your ticket from the night. Like if you go in on Wednesday or Thursday, and you want the free pint, you got to show proof that you're going to whatever that is, concert, rodeo, or something. You got to show proof of it just on your phone or whatever, and they're going to give you a free pint to go along with your purchase.
Is it double the pint if it's a Scotland person?
I don't think so, but you better get in fast because you don't know where the Scotland could be everywhere now. Now that they're running out of beer, they could be all over the country trying to find new beer.
It's weird. There are like videos of people from other countries experiencing America, and I'm like, yeah, that's us. You're experiencing our gas stations now.
What do you mean? Like, that's a good thing, or?
Yeah, it is a good thing. There was like some Australian gal who was she was excited that she didn't have to go in and pay.
They don't have that kind of stuff like throughout the world? Just automatic gas things? They don't have that?
There's like a bunch of things. Like people, there are a lot of misconceptions out there about America, and people are going, oh, wait, this is different from our country.
How much easier we make things?
We do make things pretty convenient.
Darn right we do. 11:50 the time. Let's take a quick break here. We'll wrap up hour number one. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we got top stories of the day. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffaloes. Also, the NBA draft is tomorrow. Will the Nuggets be looking to make some big moves to help the roster, or will they be looking to offload? And in order to do so, might include giving away a draft pick. We'll talk about it. Keep it here on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Favorite KFKA shows anytime.
Ooh, anytime that you want me.
Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com. Ooh,
everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
It is like the final countdown here the next couple of days before the big Greeley Stampede, the 104th Greeley Stampede, Michael. It is here, and there's going to be a lot of great concerts, a wonderful rodeo. I want to remind you, we're going to have Rodeo Radio here again. If you can't make it or you want to listen to the guys, if you're running a little late or you leave early, what have you, Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint will be on the call thanks to our great friends at Lemons Heating and Cooling. So it's going to be a blast of a summer. Greeley Stampede, such a wonderful tradition here throughout Northern Colorado. People come up from all over the state, outside the state. That's how I got to know Greeley. Came up here to see Brooks and Dunn several years ago. Never been to Greeley before.
Yeah, people from all over the world. I didn't meet the Germans, but there were a couple Germans in my general vicinity when I was doing stuff there.
How about that? Yeah, remember when we used to have to run the booth out there, Mike?
I did not like that.
We did not like that. We decided to do something different. And that's
too hot.
Put the fellas out there and broadcast rodeo. Do what we do best, and that's broadcast live action for you. All right, coming up next, we got the top story of the day. Also, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, will join us. Just keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.